The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Drew Harris's initiative to tackle road deaths back in April looked promising. All Gardaí were to do 30 minutes of road policing per shift. However, new enforcement data from the Gardaí shows that speeding detections have actually fallen in recent months. It comes as a new Garda lorry is being rolled out in a further attempt to tackle dangerous driving. Joining me now, Geraldine Herbert, motoring editor with the Sunday Independent. Geraldine, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So, speed detections down, does that mean people are behaving, I wonder?
Well, I don't know what you think, but certainly I don't see much evidence of it on the road. It is interesting, though, because other detections are up. So there's been an increase for intoxicated driving, mobile phone use, unaccompanied learner drivers, all of those things. And they're up, you know, fairly significantly between April and August, but speeding detections are down. I wonder, though, has it nothing to do with this? And possibly it's to do with the fact that around that time, there's been a huge amount of discussion and focus on road safety and particularly on speeding. Are people just being more careful? I noticed as well, anecdotally, a lot more speed vans in different areas. Now, they mightn't have been there that often, but there was a risk of them popping up. So maybe that encouraged people to slow down. But it's a curious one all the same.
I drove to and from Connemara on Sunday, and I came across, I think, two speed vans in the course of that journey. Also, very few people. I was kind of up or thereabouts on the speed limit pretty much all of the way. And I noticed most driver behaviour was very good. Only maybe five or six times in the 7 hours on the road was I overtaken by one of the mad Egypts, you know. Generally with an N plate on their car, showing they've just got their test in the last year. And they're the people who seem to be maddest on the road at the moment.
Yeah, but maybe the message is getting across. As I said, there was a lot of focus on road safety and particularly speeding over the last few months. So maybe that's having an impact.
Now, other initiatives, the Gardaí giving 30 minutes of each of their shifts to roads policing. Have you seen any of that in action?
No, I haven't seen any of that now at all. Maybe it's more confined to urban areas. I don't know, but I definitely haven't. Again, I mean, it's tying in with the same period from April to August of the lack of speeding detection. So there may be no connection whatsoever, but, you know, it just happens to be at the same time.
Yeah, I did observe one checkpoint which seemed fairly arbitrary in the last few days, but maybe that was Gardaí, who might otherwise have been detecting burglaries or whatever, just setting up a checkpoint so they could tick that box. Yes, we have done a half an hour of roads policing. I simply don't know. Some of the other things that we observe, all of us, is dangerous scooter behaviour. You know, two people on a scooter, scooters actually speeding. Haven't seen any Garda with any kind of a speed gun that would detect the speed of a scooter. So what is going on in terms of policing the new regs for scooters?
Yeah, I actually contacted the guards about a few weeks ago just to see if they had any numbers on enforcement, because obviously these regulations are only relatively recent, but they didn't. They said it was too early to know that. It would be another few months before they would have any sort of kind of definitive numbers on the impact of the enforcement. Now, they claim that they are enforcing this and this, you know, various different things like two people on a scooter is no longer allowed. There's very strict speed limits, all of those things. But again, Pat, the numbers of scooters on the road seem to have increased since the regulations came in, and the behaviour for a lot of them doesn't seem to have changed. So, as I said, I have to wait and see what the numbers are from the guards, and they don't have them at the moment.
Yeah, now we know there were concerns about e-scooters and not being allowed on public transport, on the trains and so on, because of concerns about lithium batteries not being up to standard and therefore the possibility of a fire. But all of these things, we talk about them, but is anything ever done?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I think one of the biggest problems, Pat, and we've discussed this before, is that it was allowed to go unregulated for so long. Over the last number of years, we've seen a huge increase in e-scooters, but the regulations only came in very recently, even though they were talking about bringing these in for at least 3 years. I think that's the problem. Bad behaviour has become ingrained. You know, people have bought scooters without any sort of regulations and they've got used to the way they use them. And I think trying to roll back on all of that is going to be incredibly difficult.
Now, talk to me about the Garda lorry and this idea of having two Gardaí in a cab of a truck. Therefore, it's perched up a bit high, so they have this aerial view of all the drivers around them. What do you think?
Yeah, that's exactly it. So since the middle of August, they've rolled out this. Now, it's unmarked. So basically, I suppose people aren't expecting it. If, you know, it's on the N7, it seems to have been quite prevalent on. So it's basically Dublin area, but into Kildare and Meath as well. It has this, you know, really good vantage point that it can see right into a car. It can also see into another truck. It can see into a bus. And it has detected people apparently watching videos on laptops, eating their breakfast cereal and all sorts of things. So they have rolled it out a couple of times on kind of 6-hour shifts, and they're averaging about 30 offences at a time. 24 or 25 of those are mobile phones, so that's the big one. But also seatbelt, lack of seatbelt use is another offences. So it seems to be successful. It is used quite extensively in Belgium, Germany and the UK. So this is not just an Irish initiative.
Okay, so we're not reinventing the wheel. We're copying something that does exist and work in other jurisdictions. One of the surprising observations from the reporters who've been out there with the Gardaí, now that the truck has been rolled out, if you'll pardon the phrase, is the number of people still not wearing seatbelts. And I know we've had stats about people dying in car accidents because they were not wearing seatbelts. But the generation of young people now, they must have grown up with mum and dad saying, belt up, and taking it as a given from the earliest age of being in a car.
Yeah, I mean, I find this absolutely astounding. And as you say, when you see those stats about deaths, you always put it down to the fact that you have a much higher chance of dying in a car if you're not wearing a seatbelt, and that they're not really representative of the general population on the road. But it would seem there is a decline in the number of seatbelt users. And it seems crazy as well, because the other thing, Pat, is I know, you know, the average age of an Irish car is about 8 years old, but they all have those seatbelt detectors, which will just annoy you into submission, if nothing else. Now, I know there's devices you can buy online, and I've heard about people buying them, and you can plug them in to the seatbelt to stop it warning you. But you would have thought at this stage it's just an instinct. Once you get into the car, it's, you know, you start the car and you fasten your seatbelt, but obviously not.
Now, some of the text coming in, speed traps, very easy to add into the Waze, W-A-Z-E app. Most people have this active. The Gardaí are just behind the tech. Now, sure enough, yeah. On Sunday, up it came on my phone. Gardaí speed trap, wasn't a Gardaí speed trap, it was a speed van just outside Enfield, and there it was when we passed, and everyone was obeying the law absolutely, because most people had been warned by their app that the speed trap was there.
On Google Maps, and it's only in about the last kind of 6 to 8 weeks. I never spotted it before. But again, I was on the N7. It flashed up to warn me that there was a speed van. And sure enough, as I came around the corner, there was. So that to me is a new thing. Maybe it's been available on apps before, but I had only noticed it in the last while.
Someone else saying scooters with no visibility. That's something that should concern us. And of course, they are flimsy enough vehicles. And because today's colour is black, in virtually every kind of recreational or waterproofing fabric, it's black. So you've got black on black. And if there's no little glimmer of a light on the back or the front of a scooter, in the dawn, in the dusk and at night, they're virtually invisible.
Yeah, and again, that's part of the regulations. They're supposed to have a light, they're supposed to have make a noise, they're supposed to do all of these things, but if it's not being enforced, you know, and a lot of these scooters would have been bought before the regulations.
And what to do about those? The state is not exactly going to buy them back. Why don't the authorities clamp down on drivers, probably parents, who continue to allow children, sometimes very young children, to sit in front seats with seat belts that do not fit? And what about children sitting in open windows of often fast-moving cars while they celebrate something or other? The authorities are content to overlook some things in relation to road safety. You know, there isn't a guard at every bend or turn in the road, so... You know, we observe bad behaviour or reckless behaviour in other motorists, but what are we to do?
Yeah, but again, there's very strict regulations around who can go in the front, what age they have to be, the weight, all of those things. And it's up to parents, I suppose, to comply with the law in that sense, because it's down to safety of your own children.
Anyway, this latest initiative, the spy in the cab, the two Gardaí in the white lorry with the blue lights hidden about it somewhere, a good idea.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, whatever is the reason that the road deaths finally seem to be stabilising, they're two above what they were this time last year. I mean, earlier in the year, we had predictions that they would exceed the highest they'd been in 10 years. So it is, something is having an impact on the roads. So let's hope it's just a combination of efforts on all of the, of all of these efforts.
I wonder, will the Gardaí ever catch the fellas who are on their phones, holding the phone in their hand while they turn the articulated truck with one hand. Have you ever seen that? It's extraordinary. Multi-talented, multitasking Arctic drivers. They're really very talented people, but potentially very dangerous too. Geraldine Herbert, motoring editor with the Sunday Independent. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.